Entresto, sacubitril-valsartan tablets, is the number one heart failure brand prescribed by cardiologists and has helped over 1 million people. It's a prescription medicine that treats adults with long-lasting heart failure and works better when the heart cannot pump a normal amount of blood to the body.
Don't take Entresto if pregnant. It can cause harm or death to an unborn baby. Don't take Entresto with an ACE inhibitor or alisertib, or if you've had angioedema with an ACE or ARB. Don't take with alisertib or within 36 hours of taking an ACE inhibitor. The most serious side effects are angioedema, low blood pressure, kidney problems, or high blood potassium. Angioedema is swelling of your face, lips, tongue, and throat that may cause death. If it causes difficulty breathing, get emergency help.
Ask your doctor about Entresto. To learn more, visit support.entresto.com or call 833-446-6699. For pricing, visit entresto.com/cost. If you can't afford your medication, Novartis may be able to help.
And now back to
The Rich Eisen Show.
Now. The hiring has begun in the NFL.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The New York Jets fired the first shot today to hire an offensive coordinator. The man who will come to New York, Nathaniel Hackett. And you could already hear the howls. I kind of like the hire.
Earlier on the show, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olson, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Still to come, latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Our final hour here on this Friday before Championship Sunday. We've already spoken with Greg Olson, who's calling the NFC Championship game in hour number one. Tom Pelissero joined us in hour number two to update us on injuries for Sunday and everything going on with the coaching search. D'Amico Ryans, the defensive coordinator of the San Francisco 49ers, is going to be offered the job for the Houston Texans. So he's going to be the one that goes in there after a couple of one and dones. And he's going to be the one to get the first overall selection placed in front of his midst, if only Lovie Smith didn't go out the door and win a football game that caused the opening to be there. So D'Amico Ryans will have the second overall pick, and we assume his choice of all quarterbacks. So much happening going on, and the third hour is just for us. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel, also on Terrestrial Radio, Sirius XM, Odyssey, our podcast, our YouTube page. Please hit the subscribe button there. We always greatly appreciate anybody who follows us there. We also have the Rich Eisen Show Collection, which is the video on demand service part of our Roku channel relationship. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. On this program, my top four Super Bowl matchups, I rank them. We're going to pick the games. We're going to get a weather report from Mike Del Tufo. Chris Brockman's got sneaky good games. He's going to try to make your hard-earned American dollars last a little bit longer with all of his information. 844-204-RICH, as I mentioned, is the number to dial here on the program. Nathan in L.A. has been hanging on for over an hour. Let's get you handled, sir. How you been, Nathan?
I'm good. How about you guys?
What's going on? What's on your mind?
A couple things. I'll go through them. I'm loving the fact that Brock Purdy is just one of two seventh-round rookies that have contributed mightily to championship teams.
You're talking about 80 for Brady star Julian Edelman as well? Is that who you're talking about?
No, I meant Purdy and Pacheco.
Ah, I see. Julian Edelman may be the greatest seventh-round selection in the history of the playoffs, right? I mean, you could do that.
Absolutely.
Oh, Pacheco's a good one, too. Yeah. I mean, if they use him.
Well, they should.
They don't use him enough, I don't think. But, hey.
No, they don't.
That's my two cents on that
Andy
subject,
Reed being
man.
Andrew Reed.
Yeah.
And my other one, I have a lookalike to offer for Brock Purdy.
Okay.
I feel like he's a little bit like a young Shia LaBeouf from back in his Transformer days.
All right. Thanks very much. Nathan in L.A. Is a factor. I don't know. Would you say that? What do you think?
Let's see here.
Young.
We're looking at him right now.
Right there, he looks like a young guy, Jimmy Kahn.
He does. Like a Brian Song.
Brian Song. Yeah,
he's baby-faced quarterbacks,
the way his
man.
Brow is furrowed. Also, kind of looks like Ryan Phillippe.
Well, Ryan will not be rooting for him this weekend,
not,
sir.
Not at all.
Ryan, I know also Ryan will definitely
also
not be rooting for
Dave
him.
Dave Franco's, you know, slated star in the Brock Purdy.
That's true. So everyone should back
so
off.
Everyone should just kind of chill a little bit.
Dave Franco I already started the first draft of that. So we're
I don't know if does Dave Franco have a like a kissy lips shirt like the one that Dave Franco wore? Does he have one of those?
I think it was Broken Heart.
Yeah.
So like a, like what it was?
Shawn Michaels shirt.
Heart?
Heartbreak Kid.
Oh, I see. What, that's right. Broken Heart. Like, seriously, Dave Franco looked like he stepped up. What's the, I don't know the name of that actor, the guy who played the video games with Vince Vaughn and in Swingers with that pompadour haircut.
Oh, yeah. That was like his only role.
I mean, that's what Dave Franco looked like the other day. That's why I said he looked like he set up the set
of Swingers. Guy who played Sue, right?
Check that out on our collection page, Rich Eisen Show collection page, as well as our YouTube page.
And the pictures of Dave Franco's shirt on our Instagram.
That's right. He came right here. He sat. We swapped chairs. All right, Chris, you ready?
Let's do it.
Like are you
this.
Ready?
I like this one.
This is a huge edition of Championship Sunday. It's the last football weekend till September where there's multiple games on the same day. It always crushes me to say those things, but it's the truth.
Sad.
It is sad. But it's also filled with possibilities. It's time for a championship weekend edition of What's More Likely. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right, Christopher.
You guys ready?
I have no choice but to be, sir.
Let's go.
Let's get right to it. What's more likely? The injury to have a bigger impact on Sunday. Ooh. Mahomes' ankle or Hurts' shoulder?
Mahomes' ankle. I'll go with that one. Not only because we've been covering it 24/7, 365, but I don't know. Hurts looked like he didn't. Let's put it this way. He's removed from the initial injury much further than Mahomes is.
True.
So,
true.
You know, so what else you got over there, Chris?
This is a good one from a Twitter follower. What's more likely to be the higher total on Sunday? 49ers sacks or Hurts total touchdowns?
Ooh. Oh. Okay. I'll go Hurts total touchdowns.
Oh.
Hurts is tough to sack,
so you're
sir.
You're thinking 3+ there for Hurts?
No, I'm just thinking that they might not get to Hurts.
At all.
Ooh.
To sack him?
Yeah.
Like, to sack him. Sack like, he him. Is faded sack. Back to pass.
Sack.
They have covered enough sack. That, that the protection.
No flag for unsportsmanlike.
Oh, God. Please don't even say those words. Don't speak it into existence at
all. Something weird might happen.
I'll just go Hurts touchdowns. Yeah. Good one. Check on my work Monday. What else?
Let's go the other way. Higher total, more likely. Eagle sacks or Purdy touchdowns?
I'll go Eagle sacks.
Ooh.
It's more likely. Eagle sacks. Instead of Purdy touchdowns. I mean, Purdy throwing touchdowns, plural, against the number one passing defense in Philadelphia. Man, if he has that. I mean, that's how they make movies out of you. That's how you. That's the sort of stuff.
Oh, it's Brady. It's, dude, it's Kurt. It's, you know, it's
I don't
stuff.
Know. Yeah. There's a reason why there's only been. He's the fifth rookie to ever make this game at quarterback.
Yeah.
So I again, you're saying what's more likely? That's what's more likely.
Great.
Not right, saying it's going to happen. That's the phrase. What's more likely? There you have it.
All right, let's look at some of the other stars in this game. More likely to have combined yards, the more combined yard total. Deebo or CMC or A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith?
I'll go with Deebo and CMC.
Oh.
I'll say that. I think McCaffrey is, I wonder what their plan is for him. And Deebo. I mean, A.J.'s not running it. Devontae Smith can.
But they could combine.
I know. I'll take Christian McCaffrey in his first conference championship game and Deebo coming downhill.
Deebo!
I mean, in terms of what's more likely, who's what's more likely who's going to have the largest play from scrimmage out of those four?
Oh, good one.
Devontae.
Bonus.
Yeah, no, I could see like a 50-yard bomb to A.J. Brown.
And I could see Deebo taking one of the house.
Yeah.
Right?
We all gave different
especially
answers.
Especially after last week. You know, AJ's going to want the ball, and I think they're going to get him.
I got it. I understand that. But Deebo's going to be somebody that
he could go 75
boom.
Like that, though.
See ya.
Yeah.
See ya. Which is what he did in last year's championship game when the Rams came out and took an early lead.
Yeah.
So Debo took it in from midfield, if I'm not mistaken, in last year's NFC championship game. I don't know. I'll just say what's more likely. I'll go what's more likely for them, and that the Eagles get a run game going against that stout front seven anyway. And Hurts is somebody who can run from scrimmage, and that the Niners might hold the passing game down, but maybe not the run game. I know that sounds counter. I'm just talking it out right now like I'm a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire contestant without a 50-50 or a phone a friend.
All right, guys, what's more likely?
Although I did phone Craig Olsen earlier, so.
That's true, and Tom. Both games are tight, one score, or one game's kind of a rout?
I can't imagine there's a rout here. I don't see a rout here.
Oh, really?
I see both tight, one score first. Yeah. Why?
I think one game's not going to be close.
Which one? Ooh. Which is more likely to not be close?
Eagles and Niners.
Come on, man.
Oh.
Okay.
I think Eagles could put it on them.
I don't know who's put it on. The Chiefs put it on the Niners, and then they've put it on everybody else since then.
Yeah, but this is an NFC Championship game.
I got it.
In Philadelphia.
Understood.
They've lost a couple in Philadelphia, so they
understood.
NFC. I mean, they haven't won every
one.
I'm
talking about the game more likely to be around, like, I think.
Okay. Right.
All right. Let's go to the other game. KC and the Bengals. Going to be awesome. More receiving yards at a touchdown, more likely. Kelce, Jamar Chase.
I'll go Kelce.
They got a triple T. He's not going to just be wide open on every play again, is he?
I will go Travis Kelce because why not?
Your high school classmate has got to do something.
Dude, Lou Anarumo was my brother's high school classmate. Unless Elena Anarumo has now become his sister, the defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals overnight. I went to high school with his sister. My brother went to high school with him.
Got it.
For everybody scoring at home, write down that information.
That's still pretty wild.
It couldn't be more pertinent information going into championship weekend. The Eisens and the Anarumos.
Yeah, it gets you connections.
Susan E. Wagner High School in Staten Island, New York. The Rock. What else you got over there?
He's not going to just be open the whole game.
Welcome to the Rock.
Dude, it's Travis Kelce.
He's always open, Chris.
I know. All right, bigger, more likely to be the bigger X factor on the ground. X factors, Rich, so not the stars.
Mixon or P. Ryan or Pacheco?
P. Ryan or McKinnon?
McKinnon. Oh, and I thought you would go Pacheco because McKinnon was, he's been.
He's not their starter.
I had a problem last week Kurt Warner called McKinnon an X factor, and I'm like. He is not.
What, really?
He led the league in touchdowns from the running back position since, like, Thanksgiving. Everyone knows when number one's in the game that outside of Kelce, he's the guy that's going to be schemed open or that Mahomes is going to look for.
But you love Pacheco so much, he can't be an X-factor.
I know. I was told by everybody in Kansas City he was the X-factor and the difference maker, and he doesn't get it more than two times in a row once.
It's this fantasy sour grapes.
Exactly what it is. Exactly what it is. I'll take McKinnon.
All right, what's more likely, guys, that after this game, Burrow is number one quarterback in the AFC or Mahomes is still king?
So you're asking me who wins the game?
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you after this game.
So Burrow wins the game, but Mahomes is still the king? Well, maybe, you're asking me who wins
Burrow
the game.
Maybe Burrow doesn't play well.
You just...
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
You disguised your coverage, is what you did.
No, I didn't.
Burrow could have a good game.
You know, just because I see...
We're going to stunt on
Just because I see, you know, more people coming, you know, rushing me from the left... Doesn't mean that you're blitzing me. You might drop into coverage here. What's more likely is who wins the game?
That's not what I said. I said what's more likely after this game that Burrow could have a bad game and they could still win?
Or the Chiefs win and Burrow's number one? Really?
Or Patrick Mahomes doesn't even play. Maybe he gets knocked out and Chad Henne plays.
Burrow cannot have a bad game and the Bengals win.
Correct.
Like, I just can't see that.
Correct.
So after this game, is Burrow number one or is Mahomes still the king?
So who wins the game?
That's not what I'm asking.
Burrow's number one.
There you go.
Oh.
So you just showed your cards there.
I did.
You did.
This guy.
Thought we had a segment planned later for this.
All right, Rich, what's more likely?
Over there.
What's
this
more
guy
likely?
Over
last
there.
One. Last one.
Your man's
hey,
in them.
Focus. Last one. Which more likely, Super Bowl 16 and 23 rematch or the Andy Reid Bowl?
See, he's asking me, why are you doing this when you're...
I'm not. No, those are different. You could have one or the other and one or the other. This is, like, which matchup is more likely?
The Andy Reid Bowl.
Ooh.
Ooh, see, there you go.
Is more likely. I'm not saying what the way I'm seeing things going
That's
is
not,
I'm right.
See?
Okay, I'm not saying
I'm not
if I'm
to trap
right.
You.
Yes, you are. No. I don't prefer it. I don't prefer it. As a matter of fact, I dislike it. I upgrade my preference to extreme dislike.
I mean, he's like the 85 Georgetown Hoyas running the track
on
you.
He's getting me back for talking about things 40 minutes removed from an overreaction Monday, saying, that's what I was going to talk about.
What car are you more likely to buy?
I'm saying what is more likely, that the two number one seeds make it or that the two road teams win? I'd go it's more likely as the two home teams win. Okay?
Andy Reid Bowl.
That's what happens if the two home teams win.
I know. That's why I phrased it that way.
Thank you.
You got it.
That's what's more likely. You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on the Odyssey app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports sponsored by AutoZone. There is footage of Mahomes practicing, and so we will get our third bite at the apple on Ankle Watch 2023. I can't wait for that. I've got my top four Super Bowl matchups ranked about what I'd like to see the most. Okay? So there's that. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Got so much more to talk about, and there's been a move in coaching that makes me think the Jets did the wrong thing.
No.
Oh. Can't. I'll go that. I'll go there.
Oh,
I'll
no.
go there. I'm
oh,
gonna
no.
go there. That's
oh,
coming
no.
up. This is it. The putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increase their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 28,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richpod. Head to netsuite.com/richpod for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/richpod.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast, where each week we watch every episode of Smallville, a show that changed our lives forever and perhaps your lives too. I'm Michael Rosenbaum.
Hello, I am Tom Welling.
What was the sign off now?
Always remember Talkville.
That's it. Always hold on to Smallville, folks.
We love you. Couldn't do it without you. We've got a great season two coming up.
Catch up with season one or start season two on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, I'm sitting here at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I'll bite. What did the Knicks get gifted last night? The Knicks were up 13 and the Celtics with a furious comeback at the end.
Jaylen Brown misses two free throws, down one.
Is that a gift or just he choked? Your guy choked, that's all?
Gift.
Okay.
The guy gets free throws and he misses.
That's not a gift, bro.
When you miss the free throws, that's a gift. You've been gifted a win.
Yeah.
No.
Or you didn't. Okay.
Or you didn't win.
Hey, enjoy that January win.
I'll tell you what, man. I still can't get over it. Him wearing Bernard King's number, but Julius Randle is so.
He's been awesome.
Good. He is a double machine, a terrific 3-point shooter. He's become. He is awesome.
Yeah.
He really is. I love watching him play basketball. Can't believe. Why did the Lakers trade him again?
That's a good question.
It was everybody but Kuzma, right?
No,
got
Randall.
Sent away? Or is he different?
The Randall trade was different.
Separate, right?
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine if he was here doing that with LeBron right now?
Imagine if B.I. and him and Kuzma all still
playing. All here. He would no Anthony Davis, but probably no Russ. They wouldn't be in this. They wouldn't be in this situation, right?
You would. Well, you know, B.I. Brandon Ingram just came back 2 days ago. He hadn't played in.
I know,
since November 25th.
He's like, he and Anthony Davis are dueling it out for guys who can't stay the healthiest the longest.
Did you see Anthony Davis roll his ankle?
Because on a 3-point shot at the buzzer that was insignificant, right at half, right? Or is it the end of the third quarter?
It was just like, are you joking?
I know, he went down. You could hear the crowd in crypto go, oh, they were groaning. You could hear the loud groans. That was on the same night that Steph got a technical for throwing his mouth guard.
Yeah, we brought this up on the Rich Eisen Show basketball podcast last night, Rich. I mean, guess what nobody on earth pays money to see?
Steph Curry get ejected.
Thank you. Come on.
And you know why?
A couple minutes left in the game.
Do you know why he threw his mouth guard? I think the officials thought it was in their direction. It's because Jordan Poole stupidly put up a three after the shot clock reset, and Steph's like, hand it to me.
Yep.
And it was wild because Poole hit the game-winning shot against Memphis, and he's being interviewed afterwards, and he's just like, yeah, I don't know why, you know, he threw his mouth guard. So like, well, Jordan, this just in.
But Jordan redeemed himself. He hit the game winner. And then he saw Steph in the tunnel. Did you see that footage? He ran up to him in the tunnel and took all his mouthpiece and threw.
That's funny. Hey, man, he's really talented.
That's your guy, JP.
Just a couple minutes on this. Where do we stand on the Memphis Grizzlies?
They're awesome.
Talking. Where do we stand on them and their braggadociousness?
Why not?
Where do we stand on it? Where do we stand on it?
Why not? It's part of the culture. They're trying to build a culture.
They are trying to.
And so, I think they've built it. I think they're deep and they're young and they're talented and they can shoot and they can rebound. And if Jaren Jackson can ever stay away from his fifth foul, that's all I want. I just want to just stay away from your fifth, because when he gets a fifth, the sixth is right away. It's a gateway foul for him.
They haven't won yet, though, and for them to be running their mouths like they do is a little like...
That's what I'm asking.
I guess you haven't won any. Like, I do like when the Warriors are just like, yo, four, one, count them. Count our rings.
Yeah, right.
You got zero. Shut your mouth.
Young, dumb, and...
I like that.
You know, that's the saying. Young, dumb, and look, man.
McGinley's line from top, Point Break.
I'm just saying. They do a lot of talking, you know?
Yeah.
And Shannon Sharp does a lot of, pointing at him.
I do like that at him, but...
Is that, Dylan Brooks, a lot of chatter.
Yeah. Hey, why not, man?
Yeah.
But the NBA kind of needs that, right?
Yeah.
Young, brash team.
Because, Rich, everyone complains about how these guys are all too friendly now in this. Right. Now you got a team who ain't trying to be buddy-buddy with everybody.
I would agree.
So, I do like that.
You know?
I would agree that the NBA is missing some. Well, or...
I don't know.
They're trying to get there.
No, we're not.
I get it.
And if they don't make it...
I want to play both sides.
You really? I know this.
I really do want to play both sides.
Like, John has gone from, kid who has just risen meteorically to being the face of a team that's, some people don't like.
Yeah, but John's not the one yapping. Like, he's not the guy who.
I get it.
John's dad does some yapping, which is cool.
But they went from, like, this likable up and coming team to a lot of people. Just wondering if they have the right to, talk it.
But then again, you're yapping to the Warriors, who a lot of people don't like, and to the Lakers, who a lot of people don't like. So, they might be gaining favor from some.
Who doesn't like the Warriors? People don't like Draymond Green, but
people
who
don't like the
Warriors
because they're good and they win. Once you win so much, people tend to turn on you.
Steph is the most likable superstar of any superstars in any sport right now.
That's fine, but that's up there, true.
Like Mahomes is the only one that can touch him, I think.
No, not even close. Mahomes isn't even close.
In terms of likability?
To Steph? Like worldwide? Or just...
No, I'm just talking about in America.
Oh. I think the problem is, Rich, we go back to the helmet thing with football. I mean, I know he does commercials and stuff, but the fact is, these guys wear helmets, and I feel like they're really hard to...
I'm just trying to... Steph's likable. Who doesn't like Clay?
Mahomes is a bath bomb guy.
With his yacht rock cap. Clay with his yacht rock cap.
Clay is mad cool.
But you know what I'm saying, Chris? It is like a winning thing. Once you start to get so successful, then people tend to like...
Let's just put a pin in this Memphis Grizzlies conversation and revisit it.
It's fun, though.
Do you have any Grizzlies on your team, by the way?
I have Jaren Jackson.
Oh, you okay? That's why you knew the fouls. Okay.
What does that mean? I know the NBA, just not. No, I'm saying, be on my team.
Specifically, you seem to really know specifically about Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, because the number of times that he's having a great night and then his numbers are frozen in time, it's just like, well, honestly, because, you know, I'm looking at my phone and I'm seeing, man, he had 15 points for the last 20 minutes. What happened? And then, of course, invariably, I'll go to the box score and I'll see, oh, the number 4 under PF and number 5 under PF. I'm like, that's why. He's sitting on a bench. He could be your defensive player of the year.
Yeah. And he's got to stay healthy, man. That kid's going to be good.
NetSuite wants you to know your numbers. To see the full picture of your business, you need to go and upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle, because if you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software, you've got poor visibility. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budgeting, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time while staying well ahead of your competition. Over 32,000 businesses already use NetSuite. For the new year, NetSuite is a new financing program for those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/richradio. Head to netsuite.com/richradio for this special one-of-a-kind financing offer on the number one financial system for growing businesses, netsuite.com/richradio. Okay. I thought we were out of this business. I'll be very honest with you. I mean, ankle watch Wednesday, ankle watch Thursday, ankle watch today. I thought it was over.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
And it's interesting you use a Godfather Part 3 reference, because I think our coverage Wednesday and Thursday was very Godfather-like. You know, we followed up a great, brilliant first effort with something I think that was even better.
Yep.
Where we're just watching Mahomes leave the podium. And then No podium today. Oh. Practice video today.
Brockman wants to walk.
Practice video today.
Spins.
James Palmer once again. Maybe this is a 15X on his phone now.
I told you
he'd
go up to 15.
I said 6X. He's zooming in. We're outdoors.
That's pretty clear.
Outdoor. Oh, look at this.
Can do that.
Come on. I mean, look at him.
Need an ankle to do that.
Andy Reid's right there. Just
doesn't need an ankle.
He's not even looking down.
Andy
he's got
Reid
it.
Is right there. I mean, he's
doesn't even need an ankle.
I mean, look at this.
He's like, Patrick,
look at this.
He's
I got it. Patrick, and there's one more throw. He's just flipping it around. I mean, look at this.
That showed me nothing.
It didn't. Yeah.
What do you mean? It showed you nothing. You got
TJ, Mike.
Why are you turning your mic off?
Sorry, you're throwing like
that. That showed me nothing. He just stood there and threw. He doesn't need an ankle to do that.
You do need
of course
an
you need an ankle to do it.
No, he was just doing this.
Yeah, he was tossing.
He's just throwing
I'm with Brockman
around.
Again today.
That's not seven-step drop cut.
Exactly.
Plant move.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Well, of course. You're not
I want to see like a run.
The media portion.
The spin yesterday was more impressive
that was
than that.
Nothing.
Right? Yeah.
That was nothing.
The little twirl.
That showed me nothing.
I agree.
So this is kind of like the Godfather Part 3.
Yeah. That was,
That was Andy Garcia.
Sofia Coppola.
By the way, he was dynamite in that movie.
I mean,
if Winona Ryder showed up, who knows what would happen?
There's still some star power, like Mahomes, Andy Reid. That footage is pretty good. Okay, so you say we glean nothing? Let me see one more time. Sometimes
nothing.
You got to look at it a second time.
All
right, Eric, hold on. He's got it.
Stepping a couple
look,
steps.
I think that what we're seeing here is everyone's casual around him. Like, nobody's on pins and needles taking a look. Like, it's already out of their minds. They're not even thinking about it. He's not thinking about it. Andy Reid's not even looking down. He's probably thinking about what's for lunch.
And he's saying, take
I mean, seriously. Like, well, he's
we know that's a hamburger.
He's
that's
already, he's moved. They've moved on.
I'll take a hamburger.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I'm being told Andy Reid has confirmed he's playing Sunday, which we knew from the first video we looked at on Wednesday.
Right.
Yeah. If you have been following Rich Eisen Show Ankle Watch 2023, you've known it for days. So how is that news?
Chris, you said he didn't need an ankle, but he had to put a little bit of pressure on that right.
You need a foot. You need an ankle. Come on.
You got to have that.
Please. Need it all. Okay.
He's been
I've got
and
for
nice
you. I've got a. I've got a top four list.
Four?
Well, you can't have five
only,
Super Bowl matchups.
Four matchups.
Well, I got a feeling.
There's only four possibilities
five.
Here.
Oh,
there's only four possibilities here for Super Bowl matchups. Okay, we all know them. You know them. You don't really need me to list them for you, but I'm gonna because I'm putting it in order of the way I want to see them.
Let's
okay.
Go.
Here we go. The top Super Bowl matchups. Number four is the rematch. We've seen this movie before. You know what I mean? We've seen it before. Out of all four Super Bowl matchups.
It's a good one.
The Chiefs and 49. I mean, it would be a great game. Now here, let me give you this little twist, though. Okay? For Chiefs 49ers. We showed you Jimmy Garoppolo being upset. If the Niners make it, Garoppolo could be active and dressed on game day. Could you imagine a scenario, one last quarterback injury occurring in this game, Jimmy G steps in, he's got Ayuk on a post, and he hits him this time.
Yep.
And he goes out a winner, and the Niners beat the Chiefs in the rematch because Jimmy G comes back when nobody expects it.
That would be tremendous.
Now, that's what this matchup could afford. And obviously, the Chiefs are like, why are you going negative on us? But just a rematch is, the last one we all want to see. You know what I mean?
I think so.
Okay. Number three on this list is a Burrow versus Hurts Super Bowl. Okay? Like a little
number three
on this list is Cincinnati and Philadelphia. I think we'd be kind of grasping of Zach Taylor, Sirianni, Hurts and Burrow. We would be hanging our hat on Hurts and Burrow for this Super Bowl for the entire week. Honestly, like nobody else should show up. Because the whole media will just be going nuts. And, you know, did LSU play Alabama? That was Tua versus Burrow, right? I don't think Hurts played Burrow. I don't think that happened.
Because we would have seen that by now. We've seen the Purdy and Hurts. Somebody would have.
I think, well, that's because they're playing. Nobody's put Hurts and Burrow together just yet.
Yeah.
You know?
Let me look that up.
Getting back to the Super Bowl. The Eagles getting back to the Super Bowl, I guess. You know, with a different coach. It would be an interesting matchup of defense and offense on either side of the ball. But that's number three. Number two would be kind of lit if it's Bengals and 49ers once again. I mean, the fact that the Bengals would make the Super Bowl for a fourth time, and this would be the third such matchup, and last year was damn near almost the fourth, that these two franchises somehow can't quit each other, and the fact that Burrow and Purdy would be going for their first as well, like the fact that Purdy would be reaching, and again, this is no offense to Hurts. I mean, him winning a Super Bowl for Philadelphia would be unbelievable. But Brock Purdy completing the magic carpet ride to prevent Joe Burrow from getting there for a second straight year, number one overall pick versus the last overall pick in a Super Bowl. And we would be showing all this footage of Joe Montana in the Silver Dome. And then, of course, Montana to Taylor talking about that time that John Candy was in the stands before that drive. I mean, there would be an NFL Films festival that Bengals fans wouldn't really want to revisit. But that's number two. And then number one on the list, it would be the two top seeds reaching the Super Bowl. And it would be the Andy Reid Bowl.
Okay. Yeah,
you know that Andy Reid would be coaching against Philadelphia, would be kind of lit. Mahomes versus Hurts, their styles of play would be really lit.
Kelce Bowl
is another one. Obviously, Travis and Jason Kelce. I mean, it would be lit if it's Chiefs and the Eagles. And the last time there was one seed versus one seed was the last time the Eagles were in the Super Bowl taking on your Patriots. They were the one seed with Doug Peterson. And I had NFL Network research, the crack staff, look this up. Only 13 times in the Super Bowl era have we seen one versus one. And the last five of the 13 have only happened in this century. Broncos versus Carolina for Super Bowl 50. The year before that, Pats in Seattle, the Malcolm Butler game. And the year before that, Seattle against the Broncos.
Wow.
And then the only other time was New Orleans versus Indianapolis. So Peyton Manning was involved in two or three. Broncos, and then Indianapolis. Mm. How about that? And then the rest of the only other time before this century was 1993. So it's been a while. You don't see one versus one a lot. And that's my top four.
You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
I mean, how can we have one more? Oh, okay, if you need one more. You need a matchup of Titans.
We don't need one more.
No, no. If you want... A big game matchup.
You can't even get through.
You need a clash of all time greats. And by all time greats, I'm talking about stuff that's been talked about for centuries. Centuries. Okay? And here's the Super Bowl matchup we'd all like to see. It would be Einstein versus Scrooge. Oh, and these are the two characters that Paul Giamatti has played looking for cell service.
Brilliant!
That is better than what they already have. I don't know. I mean, you know, one would be one that clearly wouldn't pay for the service.
Right.
The other one would think that he could create his own service. I think it's, you know, in the cap era, I don't know if Scrooge would really come through in the cap era, you know, where there's got to be a floor and a ceiling. I think I'd take Einstein in this matchup over Scrooge, but you never know, and I'd like to see it played out in front of hundreds of millions of people worldwide, and that's my other last matchup.
I knew it.
Of greats.
Kaput!
We're not done yet. You think this idea is done? It's not.
Brilliant!
It is not done yet. Because we're going to see this. Why wasn't there a What's More Likely involved with this? Number of times you'd see the commercial.
Come on.
I can't be a partner.
Why? You know you want to.
I really don't think he does, though, to be honest.
Kaput. All right. We'll take a break. I would say we'd pick this game, but Brockman already made me do it.
That's not true.
No.
He didn't. I mean.
All right. No. Phone calls and... we'll get on down the line here.
We'll technically
the championship weekend in a moment. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Monster.com can help you tackle your job hunt and make your best career move your next career move. Because Monster.com knows those looking to change positions and join a new team needs their help. Bring your A game to Monster.com, because when you do that, Monster.com has millions of job offerings and openings and great coaching and career advice for a strong performance when it counts. When you upload your resume to Monster.com, here's what happens. You can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, Monster.com's salary calculator ensures you're paid what you're worth. Get off the sidelines, folks. It's championship time. Go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. Scotty in Kansas City, Missouri. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's going on there, Scotty? How's your ankle?
It's doing fine.
Okay, good. So you're able to go? You're going to go Sunday?
If they need me.
Okay. Very good.
I just wanted to weigh in on the ankle gate, as I've been calling it.
Okay.
Situation.
Uh-huh.
I enjoyed the Sunday game, but on Monday I woke up pretty pessimistic.
Okay.
Thinking it was going to be nice to, you know, see another game. But as I've watched your Zapruder-esque coverage.
Good way to put it. Yep.
During the midweek, I'm way more optimistic.
There you go. So it's the Rich Eisen Show ankle coverage, Scotty, you're saying is making you feel better? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, yeah. It's like a salve. You know what it's like? So it's like an ointment.
Yeah, I'm way more excited about the game on Sunday. I think it'll be a close game, and I think we have a chance.
Of course you do.
A much more interesting game.
Of course. Thanks for the call, Scotty. Greatly appreciate it. Well, seems like whatever meds Mahomes is on, so is Scotty. Al in Dallas.
What's up,
Al? What do you got, Al?
Shocking Nick victory yesterday, and I like Bengals 49ers. I like the rematch.
Okay.
Richard, I missed part of the show yesterday. I saw Steiner on. I thought it was Bill Gates. I had to do a double take.
Nice.
Charlie's lost a lot of weight. But
yeah.
The tragedy of the names Mattingly, Parker, Hernandez, and Murphy not being in the Hall of Fame over this crop of people that they put in recently should have you outraged as it has me. And, you know, I hate to, like, turn the story.
No, I hear you. No, I know. And Scott Rolen getting in, you know, we really haven't hit it too much because we are just so football-centric here. And here's what we'll do, Al. Call back next week and we'll hit that.
All right.
We're going to hit that a little bit deeper. So you think Bengals and Eagles is what you got? No, Bengals and Niners.
I got Bengals and Eagles.
Bengals and Niners.
Bengals and Niners, just because I like to see the rematch. I can't root for the Eagles. I can't stand them, obviously. But besides, you know, I don't know what I want more, and Brockman and I are simpatico on this. I don't know if I want that rematch more or if I want A-Rod to show up in Jet Green.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Al. Greatly appreciate it. There's Alan Dallas. All right, I'm wondering, do we pick the games now, or do we get the weather report first because it might factor in our thinking?
Yeah, definitely. That is true because I'm leaning one way, but if I hear that the weather's unclear, right, then DJ? I might change it.
So, fact. Yeah.
Gamblers would want to know the weather. Yeah. Fact.
I need to know this, Rich, to make my decision.
The people in this room have spoken. It's now time for the highly anticipated Mike Del Tufo weather report for Championship Sunday.
Let's go,
Mike. Hey, how's the weather out there?
It's raining sideways.
Del Tufo with the weekend weather update.
This is our best. All right, Mike, what do you got?
This is my favorite day of the year in sports.
Yeah?
Brockman's looking at me, waiting for sweat to drip. You're waiting.
Come on.
TJ's waiting for me to
sweat. I just want the weather.
Okay.
Give it to me.
First game of the day.
Yes.
On Fox.
Yes.
Played at the Link, a place that I did many an NFC championship at.
Of course,
it's always about me, right?
These are pertinent.
San Francisco is playing Philadelphia.
These are all pertinent meteorological facts.
Exactly. These are great. It's outside. It's in Philadelphia. By the way, can you please put up the graph?
Cheese fries? I want you to have my cheese fries.
I'm not playing with the cheese fries. You're trying to get me all confused here. It's going to be 49 degrees at kickoff.
Yep.
That's actually very mild for Philly right now.
I would agree.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
it's
warm.
Mostly cloudy.
I'm wearing shorts that day.
A light wind, 11 to 12. No, I say light wind nothing. Because that's nothing.
That's nothing.
5 to 6% chance.
Oh, 5 to 6%.
Nothing. It ain't
nothing.
Raining.
What's 1%? Yeah. I mean, 5%.
Yeah, like six.
Wait a minute. It rained. It rained. It really was 6%. You're covering your bases. I like it.
See, we got to do that. That's what we got
to
do.
5 to 6%.
If it was 7 to 8, I'd be worried. But 5 to 6, I'm cool with that.
Nothing.
Game 5%. If it rains, it's just like, wait a minute. I thought you told me it was 5%. I should have said 6% when I had the chance.
Yeah.
Game number 2 will be played at the very famous Arrowhead Stadium.
Or Burrowhead.
Didn't
mean to take it from you.
They stole.
Do your thing.
Mike, will you please put up the graphic, my friend?
Uh-huh.
Temperature kickoff will be 22 degrees. It's going to drop a little during the game.
That's just like 11.
It's cold.
Feels like 11. That's the key factor here because we all know it can feel like it's 50 here, but it's really like 70, and it's kind of like we get like that weird L.A.
It's just like L.A. Bad. What you're talking about.
Exactly. It gets a little.
Great analogy. Like, I'm glad you made
partly
it.
Partly cloudy with little to no precipitation.
Feels like 7% in the fourth
10
quarter.
Miles and it's gonna get a big cold.
Cincinnati played in far worse weather last
These guys
week.
Don't. Yeah, these guys have no problem with this.
Okay.
You want my picks? I'm kidding.
Great job, Mike.
Well done. Well done, Mike.
See,
it's cold. I mean, it feels like single digits.
It feels like it's gonna be cold.
Pretty cold, Darren.
Mild.
Why'd
Philly?
You get upset that we said Burrowhead?
Because I had it written down. I was gonna say Arrowhead, better known as Burrowhead to Bengals fan.
Well, in our defense, I wasn't sure if you were ever paying attention when we said Burrowhead, so we couldn't take the chance that you...
I cannot be mad at you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
Give me NFL Films music. It's time for us to predict the games. Chris, you're going to go first. What do you got?
I'm taking these exact same picks in Sneaky Good Games, so stay tuned for that. But I think the two best teams this weekend are going to advance, and I think it's Cincinnati. They're playing better than anyone in the league right now.
Yes.
And I think the Eagles' defense is going to be too much for Brock Purdy. I said this game, the Eagles might win by 2 touchdowns. It might not be close.
So you,
I like Eagles and Bengals.
Eagles and Bengals to win Championship Sunday and make that a Super Bowl 57 matchup. What do you got over there, TJ Jefferson?
Well, Rich, you know, on Tuesday, I would have said one thing. Right?
I know that.
But now it's... Friday, and I've seen some film, and I've broken down some film, and now I'm fully confident that what I thought on Tuesday is not the case on Friday. Therefore, I believe now that ankle gate is put to the side, now that we know his ankle was strong, not that we know that those tendons are strong and they didn't rip, I'm going to pick the Chiefs to return to the Super Bowl and beat the Bengals for the first time in, what, four games?
Okay, so then what do you got for the NFC Championship game?
Now, I wish that this game didn't have to be played, quite frankly. You've got two of my least favorite teams. I absolutely hate the Eagles for obvious reasons, and I also hate the Niners for obvious reasons. You know, I'm still mad about Dwight Clark back in the day. But I've got to choose one, and I figure my hatred of the Eagles is so great, I simply just can't pick them.
Okay.
So in order to make this pick, I'm also going to pay off my bet to Jordan Sherrill.
Our Rich Eisen Show editor.
Oh, there you
go. Bang, bang, Niner gang. Shout out to E40. Shout out to my girl Lisa Cummins. Shout out to Asher Roth. Bang, bang, Niner gang. And I hope they lose in the Super Bowl. Don't get it twisted, but I'm going to pick them too.
Okay, so you choose Chiefs and 49ers.
Ooh, okay.
But somebody screenshot that.
That was my pick on Thanksgiving. I came into the season choosing Bills and Bucks, and then I switched to Chiefs and 49ers and then stuck with it at the outset of the playoffs. I am so concerned about the 49ers going into Philadelphia and playing the way that the way that the Eagles just played, but I'm going to stick with the 49ers, and I'm going to jump, and I'm going to stick with the Chiefs too. I'm going to go Chiefs 49ers. I'm going to stay with my pick, even though I really feel in my soul that Joe Burrow is going to come for the souls of Arrowhead. But if I had chosen this game on Monday and Tuesday, I'd be like, yeah, Burrow's coming, and Mahomes is not going to be able to do Mahomes-like things. And
but now we know that ain't the case.
Rich Eisen Show ankle coverage. we've been all over it, and I just think that it's not going to mean very much. And I think that they're going to right that ship and go back to the Super Bowl and take on the Niners and have a rematch.
We should win a Tony and a Grammy
stick
for
with
our
my
coverage.
Pick after everything. After everything, I'm going to stick with my pick. I'm going to do it.
Mikey?
I was literally leaning something. I was literally leading, flipping the entire script and going Cincinnati and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Chiefs at home and the Niners on the road. And watch, it'll be the Bengals on the road and the Eagles at home.
I think Bengals San Francisco.
Okay, there you go. That's Mike Del Tufo's take. Yeah. All right.
This is painful for me right now. I just want to understand. Bad, yeah.
We got it done. We stuck the landing.
48 hours and 5 minutes.
That's it.
Nuts.
That's it.
Let's start now.
That's it.
Where's everybody watching? You're at home, Rich.
Yeah.
I'm at home.
Okay.
Everyone's at home.
Very good.
Everyone's at home.
We're all being home.
Let's do it.
Fantastic. And we will call the Rich Eisen Show home on Monday and have the full recap of what we're about to see this weekend. Back on the Roku channel, wrap things up to our radio audience. See you Monday.
For over 40 years, Jim Ross has been the voice of wrestling. Nobody has stories like Jim Ross, and he shares his tales with co-host Conrad Thompson on Grilling JR.
Vince McMahon was the top heel in the Attitude Era. It was a fresh character. It was new. It was material that we had not seen or heard to that date. And we could have created a bigger or better heel.
No.
And we wanted to make more heels, and we tried to make more heels, and we did. But nothing compared to Vince.
The Grilling JR Podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.